said to him on Saturday night. Well, he said to me on Saturday night. Do it Thursday after, you know, afternoon. So I said, well, I'll arrange for the delivery. But having said that, he's not the most reliable person in the world.
Have you given Pete your order?
Yeah.
Does he have to be? I mean, are we not going to be there most of the time?
Yeah, we are.
You are?
I mean, I can be back for... Well, I mean, no, I can stay there.
Well, do you want the latest?
Yeah.
There's Steve did. We think she might stand down gracefully if she doesn't. We could refuse to adopt. This is only their version of it. I'm in two minds, Barry, about what to do. I could name names and say, because this is not a party decision, it's Dave, Steve, etc. at the Hideaway. Now, who's Dave? Senior employee of the City Council, meeting with the leader of the Labour group who's supposedly doing all this to protect his wife, who he isn't married to anyway. I mean, he isn't living with anyway. I could really throw the dirt at people here by saying the town, you know, if there is a conspiracy, there's person here who's been involved in a very iffy part of the budget, who all of a sudden, after 10 years of slagging off the town clerk, all of a sudden is totally on the town clerk's side, together with council. Why the only person who's involved in both, allowing the town clerk to take this decision without any interference at all, and now conspiring with a senior employee of the council, is of course the Labour group leader. Is this not so? All of a sudden this worry about this budget heading is being swept under the carpet and everybody being told it's all been cleared up. It's David's department. I could really make this into a very great conspiracy. Apart from which, this meeting that we're supposed to be going to have is totally out of order anyway, because nobody's been sent any notices for it or notified about it. So, I mean, I could get the whole meeting cancelled. I mean, you get Ash down yesterday, his party rally round him like loyalty's going out of fashion. You get, I mean, Dave and Steve, all right, I've never been their favourite people, but all this pious goings on with Dave, how much he hates the town clerk, and whatever opportunity he could get, he would take. First opportunity, real opportunity he gets, is doing everything that the town clerk wants him to do. I honestly, Barry, I've got to the stage where I believe in this conspiracy theory now.
Surely some people want, some answers want to be given on this budget, don't they, as well? I mean, you can't just suddenly say it's all being sorted out, don't worry about it.
I think it will be raised. It will be raised during the budget process. But I shall certainly...
Get low on petrol.
I'll drop you off, because I want to go home after this. I've got to go home, because I've got a stack of paperwork on my table. I'm not going to be able to set off much later than 11:30 because of the traffic. There's no point in me getting grumpy. I'll have to go up to the shop to get some shopping because there's nothing to eat in our house. So I'll have to do something.
I just wonder what on earth they're playing out with. You know, I just don't understand what they're playing out. They can only be doing damage to the election chances. I mean, they can't be achieving anything else.
Saying things like a successor has already been identified, I mean, it's just stupid. Because the general view in Morecambe isn't what they are saying it is.
It gives the impression of a split group, doesn't it?
Well, it gives the impression of a faction in the party. Now, I could sell this faction quite easily to my who would give me a lot of space if I said, you know, the plot thickens, you know, he is a town hall employee, always an opponent of the town clerk, also now, trying to cause problems. I mean, that really does make the plot thicken, doesn't it? I mean, why was Dave being quoted in the piece? What's it got to do with Dave? He's not an officer of the constituency, he isn't a treasurer, he isn't secretary. He's nothing as far as the constituency is concerned. I mean, if they want any quotes, why don't they go to the chairman, who is Terry? Them deliberately saying things to the press and deliberately stirring it. I mean, all because, I mean, I know where it's coming from. Some of it's coming from Stanley, who thinks if I don't stand down it will damage Ruth's chances. That's not Ruth's own view of it. I mean, and I don't think with the news of the world round the next they can afford to start playing silly people. Because I'm, you know, if they keep crossing me in the way they are, quite frankly, I'm, you know, willing to make remarks myself. Although I don't want to do damaging things, but I don't see why I should be the person constantly getting the flak from a group of people who were, you know, who were genuinely trying to do damage to the party. Me to call it.
Yeah, I may as well. Well, I don't know. It doesn't really matter how I'll be. I mean, what? So, I mean, except for seeing Anne, there's nothing for me to do, is there?
Well, except start getting some of that rubbish cleared away.
Yeah, but I can't put it anywhere. I don't want to pile it in the cellar when we've got a big delivery.
No, but I'd put it next to the lift, and as soon as Hughie comes, put it outside, and when I come back, I'll take it away.
Well, you won't, because we're meeting Ellie out, remember, at 3:30.
Well, I should be back for 2:30. I mean, if you want to, just put it in that dustbin place and we'll take it tomorrow. You know, the washing up machine and everything, all that needs cleaning out, all behind the bar needs cleaning. People a very bad impression if we're opening tonight and nothing's been cleaned up. I think I'll go for it, Barry. I'll go and see where he is and say, you know, that washing up with everything, what's doing before tonight? I mean, if you're going to say, oh, we're open tonight, so the place still looks like a pigsty, he's going to give a very good impression.
Well, he's not the one that he's not, I mean, it's not a meeting to look around the place, is it?
Well, it is, that's what they're coming for. That's one of the things Richard is coming for, to look round. We'll come and have a good look round. I've never seen it. I mean, you know what that's to do with, don't you? The repairs notice. Even if we only got all those old tickets and things into green bags and started cleaning that out, it would look as though we're making some effort. I mean, if I can get him to come in reasonably soon, you know, I'll ring you and tell you whether he's in. If we could get him to come in reasonably quickly, you could get all that stuff down and bagged up and we could get rid of it, couldn't we?
Which tickets are you talking about now?
Well, all the old tickets and stuff, I mean...
Where? Right. From where?
In the bottom office. As well as all the junk that's in the cleaner's room that all wants getting rid of. I mean, what's happening about these speakers then? I mean, is this supposed to be happening tonight or...?
No.
What's...?
It's tomorrow. No, there's nothing.
Okay. Go and get him and then I'll ring him.
All right. Okay. That's the master key for those guys down there, isn't it?
Could you?
Well, I want to put that blue thing, the thing that's fallen down, in, say, Bernie's room, and see if there's any rubbish in there. Are those worth keeping, those?
Yeah, these are all.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's about 3-4 towels and a few reasonable... That's not good, is it? Fire door, is it? Yeah. Sorry. No, I mean, I saw...
I never watched I heard the score, I
never bothered
watching it.
I actually taped it and I was watching a bit this morning before
drinking.
So, 2-1.
No, that's the dressing table.
Leave that there? Yeah, because I want to take those mine, so I want to take them. There's a lot of rubbish in here, isn't there? Well, it's...
Well, it was...
I mean, this
she didn't want that dump last time.
Didn't she?
No. My wife thought, what the fuck is she supposed to be going to do with that?
Well, nothing. Well, we're not anyway because we're not using those lights anymore. So.
Well, sure, if I could be done.
Yeah. I mean, basically, we want to be quite ruthless and just get rid of
everything
that's that we don't. That we're not going to use again.
I don't think so.
No. saying out the bottom office. Just get rid of everything. I mean, how many of these fluorescent tubes are usable?
They must be all done, because they wouldn't be done in the first place, would they?
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, why would any...
They've obviously been used.
Yeah,
so
that's
why are they taken there?
Yeah.
I don't get a rubbish bag.
Yeah, we've got plenty of those. Have we got a mop behind the bar?
No. Probably using hands.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
Yeah. Well, we need this bar floor mopped anyway, don't we? It's sticky, so I'll leave it here at the moment.
Did you find out how much Terry took on Saturday night?
No, we got it red yesterday and zeroed up, so Jean got the tool roll. I'll have those hands there. I forgot to have a look actually, I meant to have a look. I'll do that later on. Right, what we're going to... We've got...
You got rid of these, haven't you?
Yeah.
You what?
We're going to have to walk some of this down, aren't we?
Yeah. What about the cellar?
Well, we've taken all the rubbish.
Have you?
Yeah. There's just that bit sent down now. That's the only
Where did that go?
I took it.
What about this
Monday?
Part?
Monday or Tuesday? Monday. What are they? Oh, those are.
That looks quite usable, doesn't it?
Americanized a club.
How's it been American?
I'm going to turn it into everything in American thing, like, you know, and Harley Davidson bits of bike on the walls and guitars. And
why are they putting some money up
yeah,
to that?
Yeah.
How much?
About 15 grand at the moment. One brewery. Unsecured loan written off against barrelage. But what we've done is we've said, look, Whitbreads.
So
we can get bodies behind them. No, that's right. And we're going to Wilson's for another 15 to put Budweiser on draft. Boddington's.
No, Wilson's do better, don't they?
Yeah, Boddington's. They do. Wilson's do better, yeah.
We've had those before.
Wilson's, Sam Smith's. They've all bought each other up now, so they can virtually get anything.
Mm.
But what I'm after is Budweiser on draft more than anything else. I'm going to have a Budweiser JD. You know, go.
America.
Yeah, I'm going to. The thing is, you see, if we do it in American flavour, I mean, people expect heavy rock music in an American bar, don't they? I mean, you expect to be going in and listening to Bon Jovi and Free and, you know, and the background.
Yeah,
don't
you?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Yeah. You could be
up in
a fucking other night
a week. We're going to open as a pub during the summer.
What about all these, boys?
No, we'll keep those because you never know.
Yeah, okay,
yeah. And we're going to open up the top bar. I'm ripping up the carpet in the main room and linoing the main floor, right, in sort of probably in blue. Yeah, and redoing the stage floor. And I'm carpeting, I think I'll carpet
tile.
Have
you ever someone was going to cost the top
floor? Not that much, because we get the lino off Milky, you see, and get a big discount off Nairn's. They do a bit of industrial lino. Then we just have to get, yeah, ex-husband, yeah. Then I'm going to carpet tile. because we can then do it in red, white and not white, but red and blue, you know. And if you damage a tile and you're only replacing a tile, and just carpet the two top areas, the two raised areas, and have the rest of it as a sort of lino floor. Because I mean, then it allows people to dance as well. And basically, hardly anybody sits in that area until the clubs fall anyway, do they? They all go in the raised areas. Going to somehow, at the moment, we're thinking of, well, Jean don't want to do it, but I'm thinking of doing some kind of, I mean, we're agreed on what we're going to do, but it's how we do it. I want some kind of grilling around the top, the cocktail bar area, so you can open it as a bar, and it'll have sort of atmosphere in itself. So we open as a pub type thing, you know. Big screen on and that kind of thing. See if we can get hold of, like, I mean, you won't be able to get hold of a Wurlitzer, so, because nowadays they're like gold dust, but you might be able to get hold of parts, you see. If you could just get hold of, say, the rainbow effect of a Wurlitzer. I mean, that's the beauty about it. You'll never get hold of a Harley Davidson, but you might get hold of a petrol cap, or things like that, you know, and you just bang those around the place, a few handlebars and whatever else. But don't do it like a British bike, just do it like an American bar, so it can be clean and, I mean, it can look nice and sparkly and 50s-y and lots of pictures.
Not the dirty British.
No, that's right.
Greasy,
you know, that's right. You see, and then if sort of people are, you know, holidaymakers come in and it's an American thing, they expect it. As I said, they expect to have rock music. It's not going to come as a shock to them, you know. And it'll have a sort of atmosphere, I think. And it won't cost a lot to do, because all you do is, instead of green, you're paying that red. And you've got the white pick out anyway, and a blue seat and blue carpet.
Well, where am I going to be able to get rid of that?
I don't know. I think we've got to keep it. I think it's part of the fixtures and fittings, unfortunately. And then I'm going to do, lots of promotions. What I think I'm going to do is next Thursday, not this Thursday, we're just going to live through this Thursday, but next Thursday, I'm going to get Stella back on, and I'm just going to sell it at cost, whatever it is, 60p a pint or whatever. I mean, because at the end of the day, if you can get 60 people, 250 to come in, I don't mind if I'm giving the booze. I'm not losing on the pie, so it doesn't matter, does it? You know, because that's the only way we're going to build first. Now,
that'll be gone.
Jean's. Right, get rid of it. Jean's doing tonight, and I'm doing Friday and Saturday. So, she's aware. Yeah. But I think, and then if we can just pick up like the odd, I mean, we've had a long meeting with Anne yesterday and that, and she's going to start pushing. She's really done the Royal upstairs. It's a really beautiful room, but it only holds about 40, 50 people. What she's going to do is push for weddings, but I'm going to say, look, you can use this place for anything bigger. You've got 40, 50. If they want somewhere bigger, then fine. Because Mark last week said that he'd been approached by a wedding to do disco, and he said, well, I can't do it for Saturday. And then he said, well, you know, where are you having your reception? He said, well, we're looking around at Milk. He said, what party? He said, well, I'll have a word. And he said to me, you know, do you mind if we do like 8 till 11 o'clock as a wedding party? And then we just do the disco afterwards. That's right. So we just get them in, we open up our doors at 10 o'clock. I want to change to 10 o'clock opening, it's bloody silly, it's not that
ridiculous.
I mean, we may as well come in at 20 to 10 and have 20 minutes of, you know, because 9:30 is pointless. No, you know, the only people you get in before 9:30 don't drink anyway, do they? Just
throw in probably don't even come in anymore, do they?
No. They did last... When did they come in last week? Thursday they came in.
Thursday?
Yeah, they came in very early, about 4 o'clock,
didn't they?
Yeah, they
fucking bought one drink between
them.
Right, Bonnie, what about these kind of things?
No, I'll leave them. Leave that, but...
It's all Sunday, so good.
What?
Sunday. Right, don't think it's still on track. It should be all right, though.
No, I would imagine. Yeah. The wrong size or something.
Well, just dump this whole box of shit.
That's the other thing. I'm going to get the toilets redone.
Getting the toilets.
What I'm going to do is get the toilets I'm going to get the toilets, check the toilets all the year round, I'm getting it troughed all the way around.
Yeah, but before better, I suggested that the fucking years
ago. I know, well, we looked at it when we first opened, but it was like another grand to do that.
Was it?
Yeah, it's going to cost £900 just for the toilets.
That's good, you've got to be fucking, like, you must be paying £900 out every fucking 3 months,
right.
Anyway.
That's right. Well, you certainly pay £900 a year out anyway, to the toilets, easy. So, you know, it's going to pay itself back in a year, and, you know. And also, it's just the hassle is less. And as, it was Trace we ran the other day and we were talking about it, and they were saying, yeah, I mean, you've got seven urinals there, so let's say you're on a busy night, you're full. I mean, that's when damage gets done, when mm-hmm. people are sat around waiting, mm-hmm. you know, and they're sat on sinks and whatever else. So, you know, you could get 20 guys on that urinal that you can get for seven. Around if you don't know. Yeah, let's just dump it off. I've just got a phone out, she's looking at doing a menu and stuff for us, so... Will that go or is that going a lift?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Poor old Aussie R dealers, eh?
Hmm?
Poor old Aussie R dealers. Bloody great, innit? You know,
the confidence has gone the next fucking day.
I mean, you really need that, don't you? Hey, it's getting a bit wild in Belfast.
Well, that's what this. I know, it's
getting a bit wild in Belfast, isn't it? Yeah. Well, the last 3 days, hasn't it? I mean, it's just.
That cocking up his rocker.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, there's a push in Finn, a fair fucking game, like, you know. But not fucking innocent, Jesus. Like, and it is the UPS that always do that kind of thing.
I know.
Like, in the IRA, like, I'm not condoning it, but they're usually fucking, like, it's not just because they're Protestants, like, is it? You know, not generally.
No, well, no, I mean, that one the other day with the eight workers.
Yeah,
I mean,
they shot Catholics for that as well.
That's right, yeah, I know. I mean, they don't ask you religion when they're in that situation, do they?
No.
But, I mean, it must be getting
it's
wild.
It's completely out of hand, completely, yeah. No. It's fucking...
Hey, they're opening the Heysham Belfast Ferry again.
When?
Passenger. This summer.
Are you joking?
No.
Probably fucking back and forth
every
couple of days.
It's a long...
What are the charges?
I don't know.
It's an 8 hour crossing, isn't it?
10 hours, they've got it. Average 10 hours, it says.
Oh, fuck.
It's a long time. It's 2 o'clock sailing, so you're getting in at midnight.
Are they going to be doing decent ferry night? We entertain.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a proper ferry. It's going to be a proper passenger car ferry.
But didn't you travel on the other one? Not so
yeah.
How long was that? How long was
that? That was about 8 hours.
Yeah,
but it's a cargo freight one. The trouble is, it's an awkward one in the sense it's two. It's great. It's all right. Listen, it's 2 o'clock sailing from here. But I mean, two in the afternoon. That means you're getting in at midnight into Belfast, which is a bit of a pain.
It used to be midnight. I used to say that midnight, which was handy for connections next day.
Well, I mean, you know. Okay, you've got another 2 or 3 hours on
you
the journey.
You're hanging around Belfast.
Yeah, you've got another 2 or 3 hours on the journey, but. I mean, if you can get picked up at the other end, it's not too bad. 2 or 3 hours on the journey, but having said that, you've got to take into either the train fare that. It's a bloody long time, that train, isn't it? Or else, if you're driving up to Stranraer, it's a good 3.5 hours drive, plus your petrol.
Yeah, and you said these are not chopping and fucking changing. Like, it was a fucking nightmare when I was kids going to Stranraer.
Well, that's right.
Changing it, like, up here, changing at Lancaster, changing at Carlisle. Then changing Glasgow.
Well, I've never had to do that. I've normally caught a train that's gone through it straight. There used to be, I don't know whether it still is, but there was used to be one. But even so, I mean, I took like a 2 or 3 year old on it, and I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, you know, you can't amuse them at that time, can you? You know, they want to, not for that, you know, a couple of hours you can keep a kid amused, but after, you know, after that, you want to run around. Yeah. So, that's a bit. So, I mean, Mary Frances is going to Dublin, and Sergio's in London at half term with the Cubs for about 4 days. She said, do you fancy a sort of 2 or 3 day break somewhere on this short break? So I said, yeah. She said, I'll fancy Dublin. So I got the thing. Really, really good. Train from Morecambe to Holyhead, return. Lancaster, Morecambe to Holyhead, return. Holyhead. Dublin ferry.
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
Yeah. 2 nights bed and breakfast in the Burlington, or one of the other 4-star ones. I mean, they're good quality.
Oh,
I stayed in the Burlington years
Dublin's
ago,
gorgeous,
and it was like £100 a night, 10 years ago. Transfer from the ferry to the hotel and back again. free bus tickets, free rail tickets in Dublin area.
For travel about Dublin?
Yeah, right. 87 quid.
You joking?
No.
Fuck
good, that, isn't it?
Hell.
Because a full Irish hotel breakfast, you don't need lunch, do you? You know.
You're joking. Why did you want that?
No, they're in the brochure.
Yeah.
That's the brochure.
Good. I think it was going to cost us about 85 to travel that way.
Yeah. Really good, that.
67 last round, I think.
And if you want to stay an extra day, it's like 20 quid extra.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Because actually, you do need to stay the extra day, because the sailings from Holyhead...
To make it worth your while.
Yeah, the sailings from Holyhead get you
price,
in...
They're only 107
yeah. quid, aren't they? Yeah, right, 107 quid for... and you get a complete Saturday and Sunday then.
Yeah.
So you arrive Friday night at night, 7:30. So by the time you got to your hotel, checked in, it's 9 o'clock at night. Well, if you only did the two nights, you'd be and the sailing is on.
Yeah,
the sailing's
yeah,
first
like
thing.
You've
on.
Only got a day and a half.
That's
you?
Right. Well, you haven't even got that because the sailing's 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. So you've only really got Saturday. So if you took the extra night and then you've got a 10 o'clock sailing, month, you're back in Lancaster.
For 20 quid, like you can't sail off that.
No, exactly. Not in a bed and breakfast in a.
Oh.
Four-star hotel. I mean, they're good hotels, those. The South Stead in the Burlington. I'm just trying to talk Mary out of the Burlington, that's all, because that's where I'm moving. She doesn't know that. I said, well, it looks lovely, this. I said, well, it is, yeah, but I mean, this is more central, because there's one on O'Connell Street, you know, so you're right in the middle then, aren't you? I mean, the Burlington's a little bit out. So then she says, oh, we could go up to the Curragh. And I'm going, oh God, that's where I got married.
Jesus. So did you?
Yeah. I got married in the New Bridge, just on the little village on the Curragh.
Curragh.
So, keep saying that, doesn't it?
Oh God, things you'll do for a cheap holiday.
It is a great price, isn't it? If you, they've got the brochures in 18 Mays.
18 Mays?
Yeah.
Dawn's mother went down to see a show in London not too long ago. Stayed two nights in the hotel as well. It was only like 90 odd pounds.
Yeah. Well, there's...
There's some brilliant short breaks,
though. Oh, I know. Well, there's one that Mary's lads took his girlfriend on. Two nights London Hilton and train fare, 39 quid. London Hilton. No, it's not. It's 2 days, one night. Sorry, it's one.
Well, you're going to pay 150 in there.
Yeah, that's right. Oh yeah. I mean, but your train fare alone will cost you. It cost you 30 quid. Yeah. Opened from a dead start, right? The first 55 weeks, which is just over a year, we did that on the bar, did 90,000 quid, right?
Jesus.
The next 5 months, less than half a year, after the next 5 months after that,
when
right,
Jane stopped doing her silly things,
yeah, well, yeah, when after that first year, the next 5 months, 79,000.
Fucking
5 months.
So
if we'd have
so
carried
have
on
like
at that...
You would have well doubled that.
Yeah. I mean, that you'd
five
have been...
5 months, you would have equaled it in 6 years.
Well, I think we'd have gone to 200,000.
Yeah.
But that at the end of that period was when folks recalled the loan.
And well, you were buying steadily off them at that time?
Yeah. But when...
You were getting all your orders from them at that time?
Yeah. But when folks recalled the loan, we sort of gave up.
Yeah.
I mean, we went back 2 day a week opening, not publicising and everything. Yeah. So if we'd have just carried on the way that was going, I mean, that going from 90,000 in just over a year to 79,000 in 5 months.
That's amazing.
Would have been on. Would have been on.
Friend.
Well,
yeah,
I think.
Right, Barry, look, I'm going to do that intermittent strip. It's a cost of fortune and stuff.
Yeah, right.
The umbrella's in kind of broken.
Looks like a motorbike. by handlebar, stick it on the wall. No, bung it. Yeah, she'll be in about 2:30. I'll say we're meeting Ellie at 3:30 here.
What?
How are they getting on? Is it all jury anymore?
Who?
Albania, sorry.
Albania, yeah. I don't know. It's going on all over the place. Can you sort of give it a sweep of things? Is Anne putting those out, do you know?
Is she what?
Putting those out?
Yeah, there was some last week, haven't there?
Oh, just trying to kill the smell, aren't
they? They're good though.
We've still got that massive box of keys that fit in there that we had from the day we opened that we've never found. Yeah, that we've never found worthy fitted. It's really ridiculous.
Will we keep this?
May as well. Andy, I don't know, have we got. Oh, yeah, keep it at the moment. Might replace it. Teddy bears by the looks of it. Oh, flame retardant. Oh, it'll be between the seats. Several seats. What's that? Black tarp. Probably used that. They've been destroyed in there, haven't they? I'll just take it back. Yeah, if we give this a sweep out of that. Hoover that area there where all that all that rubbish from, because it's. I mean, the Hoover's
knack
anyway.
I'll brush it.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea. Probably get less chance of getting broken like that. Oh wait, on it. I'll bring something home because I want to nip home for an hour. And then I'll, after I've seen that.
What are you doing, Maggie's for?
American stuff for. You know, gonna do like chilies and whatever, you know. She can do them up and we use a microwave and one as and when. Somebody to do that.
Even the bar staff could do that one.
Yeah.
Just get them all. If you can get them on plastic containers for them.
Yeah.
Have them fucking ready made up and just put them on the mic.
Because even rice, I mean rice does really well in the
microwave. Well, you can have them in the freezer. You can freeze rice and then put it straight in the microwave. Yeah. Just a sprinkle of water on it. Just seal them up. Cling film stuff.
A screwdriver.
I bet you it's an ordinary screwdriver.
No, it's a. My word.
What's that second plate on it?
Shit.
Oh,
cleaners' rooms always end up like this.
Dirtiest room in the house.
Yeah. They do everywhere, don't they? Does that just need loosening up? Does that slot on? Is that door? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? What's that earth weight?